Hey everybody, Jared here with Cigar Federation. We're over here at the C&D booth with LaDC Distribution Group. I'm here with Jeremy. How you doing today?
Good to see you.
Good show. How's it going so far?
Very well. You know, we're really excited to be here with C&D. We're really proud of the products that we produce. When we say handcrafted in the Carolinas, we 100% mean it. Every single one of our blends passes through about 15 to 20 sets of hands as it goes through the production process. And we really feel that comes out in the quality of blends that we produce.
Yeah, and I know C&D's been around quite a while. There's a lot of blends. There's one, like I said, it's one of the ones I was telling you earlier. I've got, I actually don't know how many, but a lot of C&D blends in my cellar at the moment.
Sure, and C&D is certainly known for its cellar ability. I think, you know, being one of the small boutique blenders, we're able to do a lot of sort of interesting and unique blends and really formulate those blends so that they really become and find a life of their own as they grow in the cellar.
Right, and we keep testing mine every few years, see how they come out. But what do you got new for this show?
Sure. So one of the new products that we have is Bijou. Bijou is going to be an update for our cellar series. It's a great blend. It's going to be red and bright Virginias with a touch of Izmir as well. It's also finished with a little bit of honey before it goes into the press, and it's presented as a flake. Okay. Our cellar series, again, I spoke earlier about C&D being known for its cellar ability. Our cellar series is one of the blend or one of our series that really highlights that capability. Here you see that Bijou, we're recommending a 10 to 15 year cellar on that one. Now, of course, while we do recommend that cellar time, it's great right out of the tin.
Yeah, I've become a big fan of the flakes. Any press, cakes,
absolutely.
Flakes, and they seem to, the few I've had, do age quite well.
Absolutely. You know, I think the cool thing about that flake is even when you compare it to the same blend and maybe a ribbon cut, you know, that pressure over time is going to impart those flavors in such a unique way that those flavors are going to meld together and really present something unique that can only be captured in a flake or a plug where that pressure has allowed those tobaccos to interact.
Right. Well, it makes sense.
And, of course, we also have some of our best sellers here with us as well. Of course, we have Autumn Evening. This is our number one bestseller. It uses our proprietary Red Virginia Cavendish process that's unique to C&D. It really produces a beautiful tobacco. You get a rich maple note with hints of vanilla and caramel, a little bit of scotch. And as you smoke through that bowl, you're going to get a really nice spiciness. You know, we're really proud of Autumn Evening, and the response from it from retailers and consumers has just been tremendous.
I have some. I have not gone to it yet. I'm waiting for a little more autumn to come around.
Absolutely.
South Texas is extremely hot. So, well, it is here as well, too. But all this is really good for a nice cooler evening, from what I would guess.
Absolutely, yeah. We do find that, you know, it gives you that rich kind of at-home autumn feeling.
All right, well, that's
we also have a couple of our couple of my personal favorites here. We have Bayou Morning. This is our Virginia Perique blend. It uses 25% Perique. And while that sounds like a lot, it presents in a really beautiful way, giving you a nice, smooth, mellow smoke. Where you still get that nice flavor and spiciness that Perique is definitely known for.
The spice of Perique without just knocking you down.
Absolutely, absolutely. You get all the fun parts of Perique without putting you to sleep.
Good.
Another one that we use a lot is our Green River Vanilla. We use it a lot in our aromatics as a base tobacco. It's a Cavendish that has a nice vanilla flavor, and we find that it really adds to the mellowness of a lot of our aromatic offerings. Of course, C&D is really known for our burley blends, and we've got a couple of those with us here today. The first one that we have here is Haunted Bookshop. A really great blend with a nice nicotine content. Also, that burley is going to give it a nice, rich, full-bodied flavor. Similarly, we have Old Joe Krantz. This is actually one of our rep, Joe Fabian, our Pacific rep. It's his personal favorite. Again, a nice burley blend. That has that rich, full body. And, you know, I spoke earlier about some of the unique blends that Cornell & Diehl is known for. Crooner is certainly one of those. Crooner is kind of modeled after Bing Crosby's favorite smoke. It actually uses deer tongue, which provides a nice, unique flavor that you really only capture in a blend like Crooner.
I can't think of hearing anything else with deer tongue in it, honestly.
Absolutely.
And I imagine that would go quite well in the... The Bing's
favorite pipe.
Savinelli pipe down
it
there.
Makes a perfect
all
pairing.
Ties together, just perfect. Now, see, these are some of your more popular, been around blends.
Absolutely.
And I see a lot of interesting looking packaging over here. So what do we got over here?
We've got a couple of our seasonal releases here this year. Our Christmas blend, which we do every year, this year is going to be a corn cob pipe and a button nose, kind of taking the frosty reference there. And I wish your viewers could get a whiff of it, because the note there that you get is a rich Swiss miss. It feels like Christmas Day, that cup of hot chocolate while you're maybe out building your snowman and have the corn cob pipe with you. Another seasonal release that we do every year with Cornell and Deal is our Mixture Monster. This is its third edition. So we have the new label art out for this year and the four collectible tins, all in 3 ounce. And then, of course, I mentioned Bijou being the newest in the Cellar Series. We also have the existing blends within the Cellar Series here with Bourbon Blue, Old Grove, Chenet's Cake, Oak Alley, and then Bijou, of course, that we saw over there at the barrel.
Extending the line. These Cellar Series are some of my favorite, just because, as I said, I like the presses and I like the ages on some of these, the style, the way the tobacco is, instead of just a looser ribbon.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, Flake, as I mentioned, it just is such a unique product and allows those flavors to present in such new and different ways.
And I see a blending kit up here, little different from most pipe tobaccos I see.
Absolutely. So the small batch blending kit is something that, you know, we really just saw a need for. We hear from aficionados and pipe smokers that, you know, they love their blend that they come out and buy every day, but they want to play around with it a little bit. So that's why we came out with the small batch blending kit. It comes with 8 component tobaccos. So you're going to get your Cavendish, you're going to get Perique, you're going to get Latakia. It also comes with 4 different flavoring liquids. You get an apron, a mixing bowl, a scale to get you started, a little corn cob pipe to test out your blend, and then a jar to blend up or to jar up your blend once you're done. Also comes with a recipe card for a few suggested recipes that we worked with Jeremy Reeves, our head blender, and presented there in a really nice package that is really a one-stop shop for everything you need to become a master blender yourself.
And really help you to understand these tobaccos a little better. When you mix a couple, make your own proportions, your own styles, you get to see a little more about what you're smoking. You get a little better idea of how to find what you might like.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I recommend for anybody who is looking to learn more about tobacco and learn more about the mixing and blending of tobaccos is go out and try component tobaccos. You know, try Black Cavendish on itself. Try Latakia by itself and really understand how that flavor presents. And it'll give you a better frame of reference for when you go to mix and blend those together to find out, you know, that perfect combination that's gonna create your perfect smoke.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I need a little more education on some of cigars, tobaccos. I've got to do that with, but not with pipe tobacco. So it'd be a good introduction to a little more about what I'm smoking every day and for all y'all out there. So this is Jared, Cigar Federation, IPCPR 2016 Las Vegas. Check out more feed on our site. Thanks again, Jeremy.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.